We got PS in the house, co-host, everyone's speaker.
What is up? Me? Oh, well, I'm glad you asked. I just ran into a straight flush, a king high flush.
See? And it did not. Did you get the table pot? Did you get the bonus pot?
Oh, no, that's, nope, I lost. I had the king high flush. Yeah, I got a bonus pot right out the door. But yeah, that's what's up over here. What's up, Terminal?
Hey, Legend. I appreciate it. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Can we see this in the metaverse?
Yes, I'm there at the moment, and I'm using two different browsers right now.
It's great here. I was actually looking for Rito. I've got a couple projects looking for some friends to do marketing. Yeah, we got. I guess I can drop them if they're public. So yeah, one client I'm working with is DMC. So this is I guess we could call it a competitor to Filecoin. And this is, you know, open source blockchain for storage. This is what a blockchain project homepage looks like, right? And I'm working with them, and let's get it to look more like a file storage website. That's what I'm immediately looking at.
What's this button doing? May I ask you something, William?
Please.
Because the project also I'm looking for investment, they are also doing something like Filecoin infrastructure. So do you have any information about the Filecoin? What how it is different than the others? What is infrastructure in the Filecoin?
Yeah, very similar. Basically, you've got Arweave, you've got Filecoin, and you've got DMC. These are well-known projects. They're all listed in various exchanges, right? And they work similarly, so I can go briefly. Arweave, right? So Arweave is promising that you're going to pay once and it's going to store forever. This is ridiculous. That is obviously not possible. You can't pay for something and get service forever. Filecoin makes a little more sense. Filecoin is connected to IPFS. It's connected to their own token. And so that is, you're paying for a certain amount of time of storage, which makes sense. DMC is very similar to Filecoin. They also offer pinning, or I don't know if they've announced it or will offer pinning. So you would get storage from DMC, and then they would also put it on IPFS for you. Kind of a bidding process. So you would order storage from this server or that server, and then you can also order replication. So you can back stuff up and then get it across. Either way, I think this is a really important thing because I've used iCloud, and it is a disaster. Apple has more child pornography than any other company because all the kids use iPhone and they send, they sext each other. And what are those photos? They're on Apple servers. And who has access? Apple. And they don't tell you about it. And they have more child porn than anyone else. It's completely disgusting. If you're going to take photos of yourself or whatever, they should be on your device, private. And it's a real shame that like Apple, well, we're secure. Oh, we're this, that. And then by default, they upload all your photos to them. Like, it's disgusting, right? So let's turn off iCloud, which means you can't use Apple Pay. Sorry, you can't use Tap to Pay. So dumb that they connect those things. And but also means you're not paying monthly for them. So let's not pay monthly to Apple. Let's keep our own backups for our photos. And let's have them backed up somewhere securely that they can't steal your photos and they can't have a fappening. I'll be honest, they're all the same thing. They're all the same. So if you're going to buy it from Google, do that. If you're going to buy it from DMC, that's great too. Just encrypt it before you upload it and encrypt it with hard encryption.
Question.
Yeah.
What kind of encryption they have there? What kind of encryption we have in Filecoin then?
Officially, the answer is it doesn't matter because you can encrypt the files yourself. I'll even show you right now. I'm on Mac. I'll show you how to do this. So what you do is you make a folder. This could be anything. Anything can be in here. I've got my car registration. So that's secret, right? So we're going to put that in there. What we're going to do is we're going to use Disk Utility. If you upload this to Apple, to Google, anywhere, it is safe unless you know the password, and you shouldn't use password. You should always use utility to make passwords. I'll even show you how to make a secure password in 1 second. But if you upload this thing anywhere, you're golden. Doesn't matter. Nobody can get it without your password if your password is good. The problem is on Apple, they don't encrypt it before they upload it. Or they do upload it encrypted, but then they put the encryption key. They give it to Apple. And this is evidence. I don't have to prove it. I don't have to do any like security research to show you this. I can just say the fappening. The fappening are the nude photos of all of Hollywood stars got leaked, and those people didn't steal the phones of Hollywood stars. They just guessed their passwords, the Apple account password. That means that this secure file that's uploaded to Apple iCloud is only protected by your Apple password. If you're doing it on Mac, use AES, you know, password, and to use this thing called a sparse bundle disk image. Use this thing right here, sparse bundle disk image. You save it, you get a disk image. Okay, then you open it, you paste in your password to open it. Now the thing's open as a disk image. So I get a little disk on my desktop and you can drop your secret files into it, bam, and then you can close it. Now, this sparse bundle is a file. You can drop this into your folder, just like this secret file, just like this one, right? Here's the difference. If you open this, you can actually do a thing here, show package contents, and it's actually a folder. It's kind of like hidden like that, but it is actually a folder. And so there's actually a whole bunch of little files inside of it. And what this means is if you just incrementally change this a little bit, if you just add a couple files, this could be 100 gigabytes, could be a terabyte, no big deal. If you're just changing a little bit, then when you upload it to Google or whatever, only a little bit of stuff gets transferred. So this is the approach you want. And if you could store that on Amazon S3, DMC, Filecoin, Arweave, never do that. Wherever you store it, it's the same and it's completely encrypted by your strong password. Problem solved. Just don't use Apple iCloud. That is the future. And then use that for everything. I mean, we all take a lot of photos, right? So take your photos, encrypt them, back them up. You're done. These are things you got to do. I mean, I do boudoir photos. I have, you know, photos of people that are, you know, that are private. And I delete them after 6 months. You know, I have a whole schedule, you know, for deleting photos, and I tell them this, and I'm pretty clear about OPSEC. And not everybody deals with photos that are sensitive. Not everybody thinks that privacy is even a thing. All right, what else is good?
I do have some technical issues at the moment, so trying to solve that. Sorry for being silent.
What's good, Ulti? We got your new airdrop address, I think. Got your new token address.
So,
yeah, what's good with you?
Oh man, Kitchen Nightmares has a new season. I'm bullish. I love me some Kitchen Nightmares. Totally takes the sting out of straight flushes. That's crazy, man. I didn't even think about that. Apple has so much. So much.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Why aren't they getting arrested? It's on their servers. They're technically in possession.
They're in possession. They don't scan the materials. And then they... It was really funny. We have another episode about this too, but like, they uploaded all the photos. They have everyone's photos, right? They can access them. And then they were going to do this thing like, oh, we're going to scan your photos for child porn, and we're going to either report them or we're going to warn you if you have child porn in your phone. And then there was this big backlash because not because we're afraid of Apple scanning child porn, which could make false positives, but in the US at the federal level. And so they could just, you know, have evidence of everybody smoking weed in the US, like every one of them. I mean, when government has evidence against people, a lot of people, they can just selectively pick the people that they don't like and then just use that evidence against them, which is a problem. That's when the backlash comes. Kind of like when Ford said, the CEO of Ford says, I know when everybody's speeding. When the CEO of a huge company says, I have dirt on everybody and can get you in trouble, that's a problem. And then, you know, he never said that again. But it's still true. All the car companies... for any cars in the past 10 years, have evidence of everybody who's breaking laws, 3 felonies a day. That plus ChatGPT and deciding who you want to go after is bad news for society. Yes.
What's up, Sifu? Get up here.
I do have a couple questions again, but I mean, it would be great, Will, if I can share this deck with you, because the team also was looking for the working on the tokenization of their infrastructure, and they do have something interesting for me, because it is what they are solving at the moment. It was something that I was trying to do in 2021 with Terminal, and at that point, that's how I met with the limitations of the special computing at that time. And it is interesting though, because after about 6-7 months, just NVDA came with their Omniverse project. It is kind of disruptive. It is literally disruptive, the technology, because normally you do everything with the service, right? And in their infrastructure, somehow, at the moment right now, they're using cloud, but they're planning to removing servers through their own edge technology, which they call Reflector. It is something amazing that I want to share with you, but also I want to talk about it. About the tokenomics, but I realized that I don't know that much as well. I mean, yeah, I'm into it, but not like you. And there are like three principles of the tokenization that I know. And right, as some first, you need to create value, and you need to decide how you are going to capture the value there. Second is utility of the protocol and the payment securities, economic securities. So can you mention a little bit to us essential of the tokenomics?
Great topic. Yes. Also dropping a note to episode 74, tokenomics, where we devoted a whole episode to that, but I'm still happy to bring it back.
I do remember that session. I was there.
We had some funny notes about that. We had a nice little meme we made up.
I watched this Sean Ryan on YouTube, and he had a guy on there who was talking about they're about to release a phone, or their company is going to come out with a phone. It's going to be Android-based, but there's supposed to be a hard physical attachment for the it's like a switch, a physical switch to kill the battery. Yeah. And I'm really watching that guy. I'm looking forward to that phone coming out.
Here's my phone stack for testing. So I'm always like trying to like use the Android, use the new one, use the old one. Because a lot of times these new securities come out, they don't actually go back to the older phones sometimes. Because like the Apple has the new chip inside, they're not always clear about that. They do document it, but sometimes the Androids, especially, you gotta have the newer Android phone for some of this stuff too. So for tokenomics, let's talk about it. So the three points that you brought up, thank you, are value, protocols, and payments. I think that's on point, the way you're describing it, right? Whenever you're making a value token, whenever you're making an ERC-20 or a fungible thing, the impetus is to prove why you need this, because the baseline is just use money. That is always the baseline. Like you walk into the store, like, I want to buy chicken. They're like, how about you pay me money for that? And then you walk in, you're like, well, how about this? Instead of me paying you money, let me give it to you on debt. I can issue debt at any time, and then the price of it will float based on whatever I want to do. And then I'm going to take your chickens and my money and then put them into a DAO where we're going to vote on whether you should get the money or I should get the money. But then I can print money at any time, right? And then we'll get a bunch of people. We'll trick them into buying it because they think the price is going to go up. But actually, it's deflationary. But actually, it's inflationary. Like, again, the baseline is just, how about you give me cash? That is always the baseline for buying stuff. So if you're going to have a substitute for that, there better be a good reason. We want to sell you security, but we're not allowed to make securities, so we're just going to confuse people with tokens. Hopefully that is not the baseline assumption here. Okay, so assuming we're not trying to trick people, assuming we're not trying to make a security, then if we're actually trying to do tokenomics, then we have to rely on some type of motivation. I'll actually put the impetus first. And then that will allow us to implement. So first we need to solve the why are we having a token, and then the how are we doing it is kind of more more of an implementation. That's the question. Why can't we just use money? And so if you can't answer that question and your answer can't be, you can't use an illegal answer, like we're trying to launder, we're trying to, make Ponzi schemes or do investing where it's not allowed to do investing. If that's not, if you're not one of those answers, then we can proceed. Maybe a good answer, a possible answer is we want to have a community that makes consensus decisions. Okay. We want to penalize people for breach of trust, but those people are anonymous. So if your goal is to just have a community that makes consensus decisions and penalize people for breach of trust, That's easy. Use X, make an X poll, and when people do bad things, excommunicate them. That's easy. But if these people are anonymous, then you do not have the relationship capital. You do not have the identity capital of their existing identity. So instead, you have to have an economic basis for penalizing people. Okay, I hope that makes sense. This is the basis for a lot of protocols in DeFi. So we want a community, consensus decisions. We want to penalize people for breach of trust, but there's no anonymous, there's no value to their name, right? So we're going to use something else. This is the basis. And none of these people want to commit real money. Because again, you could have just used real money for this. So again, you can achieve a community with consensus decisions, but you want to penalize people for breach of trust and they're anonymous. Just use a deposit system. Just have them deposit cash. But additionally, none of these people want to use real money. So now we can't use cash. In that situation, then we can use a token. On the value side, so this will be value to people, we need to either have, I guess we can manage this by manage this with a token supply. Goes up, goes down, up, question mark, goes down, question mark. This could be inflationary, deflationary, controlled, vote to spend from thin air, like the US government. All these systems are on the table. Protocol. Usually one of the reasons why you would have a protocol is to decide if the protocol needs money itself. That is a way you can build it in there. So I'm just going to file this under, do you need sustainable funding? And then payments. You want these things to be able to, maybe you do, maybe you want these things to be able to spend money for goods and services. And if that's the case, then we want to, do we want to, maybe we want to have it redeemable. Maybe this is, you want to have an offer to sell. I'm trying not to use the word DeFi. DeFi doesn't mean anything, but a lot of these things people implement using, air quoting here, DeFi, right? So they'll have a liquidity pool with a stable coin or another coin and then their coin. And then they have to, that's a whole thing. The goal isn't to just have a liquidity pool. There's a reason why these people are doing these things. It is because they want to have a token that is valuable so that they can buy stuff with it. For example, Rari Foundation. Rari Foundation has a token and they have a lot of things that they want to achieve with their treasury. And so they're happy that these Rari tokens have a market value that they can use to go trade stuff. That is something they care about. However, this call right here, everybody is eligible for our token drop, but we don't care about that. We don't care about using your participation in this call to go buy stuff. That's not our goal. Not our goal today. But our goal is to recognize your contribution and to include you in decision making and the credit and the glory of being a part of this call, right? That whole facet doesn't apply to us. So Terminal DAO, what do you think about this angle?
I've been thinking that it is the value creation. But as well, you need to put there something sustainable. And when you talk about the sustainable business, to me, there is nothing sustainable here again. Because you need to put always something to there. And how should I express it? I'm not sure though. It should be renewable always. And you need to come always with new things so you can create that consensus so people gonna come. And they're going to continue to coming. Yeah, I hope. Oh, Dan is here. Hi, Dan. I mean, you are the one, if you want to let the topic right now at the moment to talk. We have still time.
Yeah, I just wanted to come and say hi. I don't know if I've ever had a chance to be in the same... be on the stage with you, Will, before, but just wanted to let you know that I'm a kind of an OG holder of shoe squares. I still got my squares, and I just wanted to thank you for everything that you've done for the community. Most of what we know in the space to be is because of you. And yeah, that's all. Thanks for bringing me up.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And welcome to your inaugural time on the stage here. Actually, Sue Squares just launched a bug fix today, a few hours ago. We had a problem before where clicking would take you on the wrong square. And we squashed that today.
And shouts to the rest of the Sue Squares fam.
I love it. I love how this community, the Sue Squares community, is going strong. And 2021 obviously was popping crazy. And I get pinged every time somebody updates a square, the website republishes every hour. And some people forget, some people forget to update their square, or they forget to push their stuff they're working on. But I see all of it. I bring it up.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've updated mine. And when I first collected the Sue Squares, I was pretty new to the NFT side of the space. But since then, I've grown. I've learned a lot. I've really dug into developing. I've actually listened to a bunch of your training. Yeah, I'm still bullish in the space. It was early on when you started, when you were starting with it. I think it was, I'm not sure if it was prior to Twitch. I don't remember which one you started first. It was like the Tuesday. I mean, it was like when you first started with those classes. I don't even remember the name off the top of my head. I'm not even sure if you were naming them. It was just kind of like a Tuesday hangout. Poke my head back in and check around who's still around and who's doing what. Yeah, man, congratulations and all that. And again, appreciate what you're doing for the community. Yeah. yes, but I'm terrible at marketing what I do. But yeah, I mean you can just check my profile. I got my info there. I'm working on a project right now. It's kind of I've been working on it for the past few months, and it's kind of a hybrid between NFTs and ERC-20. And basically the concept is using the NFTs to mine the ERC-20 token. And really the whole concept behind it is to figure a way to have like a self-sustaining ecosystem, not just like extracting value, but like directing the value that comes in a way that can be used to support the community, to build the community, build up the project, and just kind of run like a machine. And I think when I came in the room late again, I heard, I believe it was a Terminal talking about funding, and yeah, there's lots of ways to do it, finding the right way and the non-cringe way in the space. Depending on how big of a team you got, if you even have a team, it's just a matter of like being seen and trying to fight against the discouragement. Do I need a team to actually do something, or like how do you do anything? Like I don't know, there's a lot of barriers, in the space that need to be kind of like broken down. And I'm kind of a go it alone kind of person in general, so I think one of the main things that need to be nurtured in the space is kind of finding people that have like something real to offer. For some of us, it's not easy to get up here and like talk about what we're doing, even if we're doing some cool. So,
hey, you're doing a good job. So I'm talking about
Penny Army. Yeah. Basically, it was born from being tired of being pushed in the space. And I just wanted to do something that, to kind of like to prove something can be done right, like the right way and for the right reasons in the space and actually like work.
May I ask you something?
Please, please.
What do you do at Penny Army then?
Everything.
Tell me more about it.
Yeah, I read everything. I mean, everything from coding. I've built the site. I've been doing the graphic art, the logic for the tokenomics. It's essentially what I'm doing is I'm figuring a way, basically gamify the ecosystem.
Before coming to the coming service hour, please open the tag options of the Penny Army. Yeah, I will tag you to the our screenshots, okay?
Cool.
And let's talk later again about it. We'd love to listen more about it.
I appreciate it. There's a lot to unpack. Honestly, I don't even know where to start, but I appreciate that.
First of all, I mean, you're doing a great job. I can appreciate a lot of details here. You're using, I'm just telling you where my eyes go. And I go, I'm focusing on the dumbest things, right? But you're using the X icon, not the Twitter icon. So obviously you updated this recently. You've got the white paper, which is hosted on GitHub Pages, which shows that this is a community project. You spell GitHub properly. A lot of people don't. You've got a white paper, and at the bottom of the white paper, it says this is, it's got a disclaimer. I'm jumping around, but these are trust signals. These are things that good projects do. And every one of these little details I'm looking at are there. You want to have a disclaimer. You don't want to have a financial commitment. You want to have sustainability as a project. You want to use the latest icons for things and don't look like you're outdated. You want to have a website that it's got a nice font. I mean, there's a lot of great stuff about this website. I can see that. I appreciate all this stuff. The only thing I don't like is you have to verify your phone number in order to join the Discord. Maybe if you'll please consider adding me. Pepe is great. We've got another person on this call, Rito, who's got some vast rapping experience around Pepe. Song about this in the music video about the history of Pepe. And we've got someone else on this call. I don't know if they're going to shame themselves, but also went pretty hard into Pepe. This is topical. I think it's, you know, it's great. It's showing respect to the history of this project, embracing the meme. It's not trying to, quote, take this to the moon. It's not, I don't see any problems here.
Appreciate that. I'll fix the Discord settings, but yeah. So just for heads up to Penny, there are many arms to the project, and one of them is every member in the community can bring their own character, can create their own character. It's not just, you know, one, you know, this doesn't have to be a central figure. We talk in the space about a lot about decentralization, but then we tend to centralize and focus on certain things and then hold those as, you know, basically idols. But kind of want to tap into is we each have something that we can bring and recognize and realize, even if we don't know what it is, it would be nice to have a place where we can at least discover that, whatever that is.